Yeah, that's Nun Tes on the days. Before we're in the middle of a Taisvis, but I'd like to, before we start our Taisvis, I'd like to mention two things. We had learned Taisvis of Nun Tes and Aleph. The Gemara said that if a person became a Kohen Gadol, a person, let's say, married a Ketana, a Kohen Marek, a Negev Marek Ketana, then he became a Kohen Gadol. And if he became a Boigris afterwards, if he became Kohen Gadol, so he doesn't have a heter to make Nisuin because it's Nishtani Gufa. That means the heter of the Eirisin was made in a different Guf. The heter of Eirisin is Nimshach to the Nisuin, but that's not just the same Guf. But the Bogdress is Nishtani Gufa. And Taisus calls her Shaila, what would Aloha be if, let's say, if she became a Ba'ula between the Eiris and the Nisun, she became a Mukis Eitz, is that called Nishtani Gufa? So we had mentioned the Karen Eire is Ma'ira and Taisus. He doesn't understand Taisus. He says, the translation of a Bogdress, the Shinya Gufa of a Bogdress is that it's Kolo Mikzas Psuleo. And by Kalu Mitzas Psulaho, this is called the Shini Agu. It's called the Shini Agu. So what is the suffix? And if it's Kalu Kobsalah, then it's not called the Shini Agu. Why does Taisus has a suffix that a Bu'ula or a Muketzais is not called the Shini Agu, even though a Boigris is called the Shini Agu? We mentioned yesterday this kasha from the Kerem Eire. I'd like to mention a teretz I saw in Birchas Avraham. I think this is what he means. The Aboigres has a Shini Hashem. It's called the Zanara, the Zaktane, the Zanara, and the Aboigres. And perhaps we could say, what is the difference between Aboigres and Zanara? It's a different stage in development. What is the physical difference between a boigris and a naro? A naro is also a gdoila. So what happens by a boigris? So the difference that happens by a boigris, what we find is kolub soleo. That is a stage in development that it's kolub soleo. This is a new stage. And this stage, gets a new name, the Zashini Hashem. She's called a Boigris because of this. The Shinui Begufo gives her a new Shem. So there's a Svara to say that. So this is, the Heter was an Anare, and now she became a Boigris. And from the Shinui Hashem, we see that this is called like a different person. The Shaila of Taisus by Abu Ula, is a Ba'ula a Shinui Hashem? Is there different types of women? There's a Psula, there's a Ba'ula. Or perhaps the Shem Ba'ula is not, she's a different type of a woman. Now Pshat is that the way how we describe what happened with her. That's an Isha that was Nibble, we call a Ba'ula, but a Ba'ula is not a shame acher. It's not called that this is a different type of a woman. A mukis eight. A mukis eight is not a new shem. Pshat is that that's our way of explaining that this occurrence happened with her. She's not mukis eight. She's a bula. She was nibal. But al kaponim, it's not a shame hatoya that this is a different type. This is a different type of a woman. It's not a Shini Hashem in her take. It's only a way of describing what occurred with her. So Memele, so could be this is not called Ishtani Gufa. Ishtani Gufa is only called if the Shini Aguf gives her take a Shini Hashem. And Taisus Mesupik, is a Ba'ula, is a Mukesait a Shini Hashem? Or maybe it's only a way of describing the Pula that occurred with her. One more nikuda I would like to mention, Taisva says that, in the Ramasal Dumya, Taisva says that, that Grusha by Kohen Gadol is Beimina Eirese Beimina Mesuyin Dumye the Grusha the Kohen Hedid. Just like the Grusha of Kohen Hedid is Mina Eirese and is the Grusha of Kohen Gadol is also. To my Grusha the Kohen Hedid, the Ritva explains that the Tzicha, the two Bezundere Lavim, there's a love of Grusha the Kohen Hedid and there's a love of Grusha the Kohen Gadol. But this is meant to say, lo yehei hedyet chomom in kayin godo. That's the swear of Taisus. Taisus means to say, if we see the isa grusha by kayin hedyet as min eirisin, is lo yehei hedyet chomom in kayin godo. So the isa grusha, hani taisif al kayin godo, shouldn't be gringer than the isa of kayin hedyet. Now let us go to Taisvus Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Taisvus was Machadish Pshat Megamore in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a person who's Reidev Ahelve is Aloch of Kimlo B'Barad Menei, and the Gemara is Takashe. So why is Elo Nairis your Chayev? If he was Ma'anis, a Naira, a Chayve Krisus. So the Gemara asks, why should he be Chayve? Since a Reid of Acha Elve is Nitin Latzila Benavshoi, so he should say, Kim Lebe the Rab Menei. So the Gemara answers, Mishas Haro Hu De Pogma, that she becomes a Pogume from Haro, if to lay Mektola, but Moine lay Mishalim, Ad Gmar Bi. The Chiyat Tashlumen, comes b'gmar bia. So Rashi says pshat in that gemara that because the chiyuv of knas is a bia of asharas psulim, so therefore that's what the gemara says that the chiyuv, the whole chiyuv comes b'gmar bia. So it's no problem. This kimla dvarab ne b'shas haro, but the chiyuv comes later. B'shas achiyuv does not kimla dvarab ne. Taisvis wants to say, not like Rashi, we see that the chiyuv of knas is not a bia of hasharas psulim because a bayush like a darko is also chayiv on knas. But Taisvis wants to say that lemaisa there is no chiyuv l'shalem knas a yedei harom because we find on all halachas we need ribuyim haro ki gemar bia, we need a ribuy b'chai b'krisis, chai b'lavim, chai b'yesek, kinyin kenushin, kinyin yibum. So memele, we don't have a ribuy by knas, that is the chiyuv tashlumei knas al yedei haro. So by haro, the halacha is that you don't say haro ki gemar bia. That is, we had learned yesterday. Let us just start from that. Boy Matina Lemay Madafa Gabdiash Knas Pishaloi Kedarke Baro in Knas, Lafishal Nisrapsa Ro Lies Kigmabiling in Knas. There's no ribui that haros kigmabiling in Knas Bahola Rayas, Bahai Bilam, Bahai Biasa, Bishala Bailo. And Taisha says, Marsigi, we could bring a raya that there's no chiyuv knas by haro. The yiyesh knas by haro. If we will say that there's a chiyuv knas by haro, havele lishnuye, agamore estakashe, and Rav says that aniv ela shaloi kidarko is also the Kohen Gadol. So why does the Baraisa say that the mitzvah of Laisiya Leisha doesn't apply if she's an Amone? Every Isha that was Nena from a Kohen Gadol was a Bula. How you say it was a Bula Shalai Kedarka, but a Bula Shalai Kedarka is also to a Kohen Gadol, according to Rav. So Taisha says, "Havalei lishnuye ki gain shloyos al neshike." Could be the if you hold that haro is neshike. So what's the kasha? So he made neshike. And that's called a bia. That's it.
Haros ki gemar bia. So he's chayiv knas. When the shikay nemeishim sulim k'damash v'perik ben seder. So memele, what is the whole problem of the gemara? The gemara is a problem by us. The gemara asks. It says that in a certain case, there's no mitzvah of a loisi elisha if she's an almoneh. So the gemara asked on Rav, every isha shenensa, there's no mitzvah of a loisi elisha because she's the bula. I say, well, shalai kedaka. So Rav said, the bula shalai kedaka is also lekoyah. So Taisva says, let's say he made neshike. So lechayre neshike is zicher, since neshike is a bia that's not meisha psulim. So lechayre she's not called a beula. You can't be mamayit that from beula v'loy psula. That means it's a bia that's not meisha psulim. So memele, so sagay that by her raw bechlau. There's no chiva knas. Al kochel was gemar bia. So gemar bia that's called a bia that's. But that makes her a psula. Bim taima. The ain knas b'haro. So Tosis asks as follows. If this is true, that there's no knas b'haro, so Tosis asks, amoyer dike kasha. Is heich ish mischayiv knas? So how does a person become mechuyiv knas when he's ma'anis ha'ishe? L'man da'oma ha'rozu achnosis ha'tore. The achnosis ha'tore umeshe b'sulek and the muchach b'ben soire. And then she's a bula ready. So he's ma'anis a bula. That means with the hara she becomes a bula. There's no chiyah for the hara because she needs gemar bia. So now, so the mechayev of knas is gemar bia. No, I'm making a gemar bia in a bula. Rachmon oma b'sula v'loi bula. So how do we understand the whole parsha of knas? You're 100% right. In Lomdis, you're right. In Lomdis, he's making a bia in a ba'ula. No, hochi chai v'rachmona. Hoyelo be'ila zu nasis ba'ula. Since with this bia is mechayev in knas. So, since in this bia, the bia that's mechayev him, she became a ba'ula. Is aval gav. Bebilo zonas is bula. Aval gav le maschel chiv tnas adachakar. But hochi chai verachmon. But hochi chai verachmon. That is le maise. That is le maise pshat in the chiv tnas. And Taisvis says, so you'll say, I'm saying a chiddish. That what? Hochi chai v'rachmon, p'sachidush, that even though she's a b'ul, there's still a chiyav knas. Dilei teima hochi. So Taisa is a proof to you, there's such an inyan. Loma lei lemichtav haro klau. Why did the Torah have to say haro? By nidas mekoyre hera. We learn out from nidah that by all arayis, there's a chiyav an haro. B'chol arayis, ishikulim lado, loma lei lemichtav haro klau. Leilav haro, minar amurosa. But for now, from Nara Moroso, b'chol arayis, this kishkulam ladodi, kedamrinim b'reish pilken. But Nara Moroso, kochuch machayiv baro, di bigmar biye, kvar heishe b'sula, b'achnosus ha'tore, rachmon da'oma b'sula, v'loi b'ula, kedashin b'perik dalet misa. So Taisve samir di kikashe. Taisve says, the Taisve says that a person is chayiv skila if he's boil anara amoros b'sula. So Taisva says, so need these three tznoim. She's anara, she's amoros, and she's a b'sula, then you're chayiv skila. So Taisva asks, if haro isn't chayiv, so you never chayiv, you never boil anara amoros, that's a b'sula, because b'shas haro she becomes a b'ula, and if haro isn't chayiv, So the chiyuv starts by gmar bia, so he's making a gmar bia in the ba'ula. And the Torah says, you're chayiv. It's ois kishpart that haro is chayiv. So we see from the parsha of Nara Morosa B'sule that haro is called a bia. And the Gemara doesn't bring this chayiv. So koch, you have to say, bohochi chayiv rachmone. That means, since that's true, the chiyuv could be yischal, bigmar biyim. The chiv is chal b'gmar b'yin. And theoretically, his taka being boil abu'ula. But since in this b'ya she became abu'ula, in the b'ula sachil, the b'ila sachil, she became abu'ula, so b'ochi chai v'rachmona, even though the gmar b'ya is in abu'ula. Hela kochach afilu le'mechai v'lad gmar b'ya, kiven de b'ya zu nasis b'ula, since with this bia she becomes a bula, chayiv rachmon. Period. Avol kosher. So Taisvi says, so Taisvi just said a yesod, that by the chiyuv knas, there's no chiyuv by halo. There's only a chiyuv by gmar bia. Aish is a bula by gmar bia. Mochi chayiv rachmon. Avol kosher. Eloi mechayiv knas b'haro. If we'll say this is true, that there's never a chiyuv knas b'haro, that's what Taisi says. In kein my porich beben tsoyre nichel aman diyom haro zu neshike. So it's very good why he's chayiv knas. El aman diyom haro zu achnosus ha-torem. But if haro is achnosus ha-torem, so the Gemara asks, and b'shas achnosus ha-torem, he's chai, he's pegema. So there's a din of kim labedarab minay. Ma'i kalameima. So why is he chayiv? That's the Gemara's kasha. Why is he chayiv? B'shas achnosus ha-tore. There's a din kim labedarab minay. Niten latzila b'navshoi. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Taisvis asks, holodidei nami yosu shaper. What's the problem? Dolamachayiv knas b'achnosus ha-Torah. I just told you there's never a chiyiv knas b'achnosus ha-Torah. The chiyiv knas always starts b'gmar b'ye. Ela b'gmar b'ye mamish. Na b'gmar b'ye, there's no din kimle b'drab, ne? Because pogmo b'shas haro. So Taisvis blives by a kasha. Taisvis does not understand the Gemara's kasha in Sanhedrin. Bekitzer, Taisvis said that by knas, the chiyiv always starts b'gmar b'ye. Aro is not chayim and knas. That's Yisoid number Aleph. Yisoid Beis, Taisus had said, I have the chiyuv knas starts by gmar bia, so he's always being boil a ba'ula, and the chiyuv knas is by a b'sula. So Taisus said, but since she became a ba'ula, and this bia is b'hochi chay v'rachmon. So that's how we understand the parasha of Knas. So then Taisvis got stuck. So why did the Gemara have a problem in Masechta Sanhedrin? If a person is ma'anis achay ve'kriso, so he's poigema, he's chayiv misa b'shasaro. So the Gemara asks, why is he chayiv? So Taisvis didn't understand, what is the problem? He's never chayiv on the haro. The chayiv is always big marbiya, he's not chayiv misa anymore. He's not a roidef anymore because she became nivgam baro. So Taisus lies by Akash and the Gemara. Rabbi Kevega wants to say a beautiful teretz on Taisus Kash. Rabbi Kevega says as follows. Taisus explained, why is it when a person is ma'ana se'ishe, that the chiyuv comes b'gmar b'ye, and b'shas gmar b'ye, she's a bull already. So how was he chayiv? He's ma'anis a bull. So Taisus had said, the b'hochi chayiv v'rachmon, the Torah was m'chayiv, even though she's a b'ula, kiven shehu atzmoy hesher apsulim. Since he was the one that was meisher the psulim, and in this b'ye, he's being ma'anis, so, why is he chayiv on the gmar bia? Because, even though she's a ba'ula, because you are the one that made her a ba'ula. And since you are the one that made her a ba'ula, so the Torah was mechayiv you, even though she's a ba'ula. So it comes out, the chiyuv knas is because he made her a ba'ula. The klal of kimlei b'derabimnei is that when there's a chiyuv misa, there can't be a chiyuv momen. I cannot be responsible for my actions that I do le'inyan moment, if there's a chiyuv misa. So Rabbi Kevege says the Gemara is beautiful. The Gemara asks Akasha, if you'll say, kim lei b'darabim nei b'shas haro, so b'shas haro, I'm not responsible for these actions. That means when it comes to chiyuv moment, since I'm chayiv misa, I'm not chayiv moment. So there cannot originate from an action of mine. They cannot originate a chiyuv moment if b'shas, when I'm doing this action, I'm chayiv misa. So Rabbi Kevegir says, so don't tell me I made the haro. I'm not responsible for making the haro because it's a chiyuv misa. So me'melis, you don't have the b'hochi chayiv rachmon. I'm not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev for the what I did with the haro. So Rabbi Kevegir says, this ke'ilu aso, ach, let's see someone else would make the haro, and he would make the gemar bi. So I'm making a gemar bi in a b'ula. The only reason I'm chayiv because I'm making the haro. So I'm responsible for what I did b'shas haro. That's a chelik of the mechayiv. So kim lei b'darabnei means that you cannot be responsible for your actions legabi chiyuv moment. If b'shas the chiyuv arises, there's a chiyuv misa on you. So therefore, the Gemara is asking Amir de Kikashe. Rabbi Chonon in Kovit Shiurim wants to be metaritz Rabbi Kevegis Kashe. It's Amir de Kikashe. I mean, Tosis blives by a Kashe. I think Pshatan Rabbi Chonon in Kovit Shiurim is as follows. He says, Rabbi Kevegir is 100% correct. If the haro would be a chelik of the mechayiv. A tnai, this is one of, that means in order for me to be mechuyiv bigmar bi, I'd have to make haro also. So memela, I'm not responsible for this haro. So memela, then Rabbi Kevege is saying a beautiful teretz. He says, be'emison, Napshat is you're mechuyev for the haro. Since you made the haro, you're mechuyev for the haro. Not the haro is a mechayev. Pshat is that that she became a bu'ule b'shas haro cannot pater your chiyev. That means, theoretically, he says the chiyev is gmar biyev. The chiyev is gmar biyev. That's the chiyev knas. The chiyev knas is chal b'shas gmar biyev. And I'm a chuyah for the gemar bi. No, l'chayre, I should come, I have a p'tur. That I'm making a gemar bi in the ba'ula. So if I'm making a gemar bi in the ba'ula, so I'm not a chuyah to pay knas for a gemar bi in the ba'ula. So I'm coming with a p'tur. So the Torah said, if you were the one that made her a ba'ula, you can't patter yourself with that she's a ba'ula. So pshat is, not pshat is that you're mechuyif for the haro. That's at v'hochi chayiv rachmone. He says, if it would be a chelik of the mechayiv, that means I need the haro to be mechayiv me. So then Rabbi Kveg is 100% right. So then I can't become mechuyif for a pu'ula that was done when at the same time I'm mechuyif misa for what I'm doing. So a person is not mechuyev moment and misa, but he says, not pshat is that the haro is mechayev you. Pshat is, you want to come with a poiter. I'm making a bia in a bu'ule. So we just said that a bu'ule that came about through your haro is not a poiter. So he says, if that's pshat, so then kimle b'darab menei would not work over here to pater the gemar bi. That is what Rabbi Chonon wants to say in Kovit Shiurim. Let us go further. The Gemara had asked the Kasha on Rav. Rav had said, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nivalo Sheloi Kedarko is Psula Lakuna. She's Posel Lakoyin Godel. So the Gemara asked the Kasha on Rav, so if a bulish like a dark is possible a kohen gadol, so why did the Gemara say that an almona le kohen gadol, there's no mitzvah of v'loy siya le'isha, by any anusa there's no mitzvah of v'loy siya le'isha because she's a ba'ula. So he's not an Isha Ruiya like. So the Gemara answers, Hamoni Rab Meir. This paraisa is going to, according to Rab Meir, that Rab Meir holds that Adabula Shaloi Kedarke is Mutata Koyin Godel. So therefore the Gemara says, when is it an Isha Shayna Ruiyaloi? Only if she's an Almone. And Rav that says, Abu'ula Shaloi Kedalko is also looking God, who is going according to Rabbi Loza. That's what the Gemara said. Let us see the next Taisvis. Omoni Rab Meir. So Taisvis asks, Afal Gab del Rab Meir Chayve Lavin Ukrisis B'neiknas. Let us just give a shtickel akdome. There's a whole sugi in the beginning of Eilu Naris. That the Mishnah says, Eilu Naris Sheyeshlam Knas. If a person is Ma'anis, this Nare, the Zachiv Knas. And the Mishnah speaks out a whole tzettel, Achoisoi, Chayve Krisis, the Zachiv Knas on Chayve Krisis. So the Gemara asks a kasha, how can it be a chiyuv knas by chayve krisis? It says, "Evloi siyale isha, neither isha ruyeloi. She's not an isha ruyeloi." That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says it goes according to Rav Meir. Now let's not go into the sugya. And the Gemara says according to other tanoim, there's taken no knas because of this drosh of evloi siyale isha. Rav Meir somehow. It doesn't bother the Velaisi Elisha. Let's superficially say that's Pshat in the Gemara and Elunaris. So Tosfos says, I'm the Kekashe. So how could you say that this Baraisa is going according to Rab Meir, that this Baraisa handles sich wegen the problem of Velaisi Elisha, and you're the Nisha Ruyaloi? Rab Meir is the last person that holds you near the Isha Ruyaloi. Rab Meir says in Elunaris, that Abola Chayse is Chayiv Knas, even though she's not an Isha Ruyaloi. That's Taisvus Kash. So Taisvus, Afogav the Ramei, Chayiv Elav, and the Krisis B'nei Knas, the Rav Gufei Mukim Asnis, and the Reisha Elenares Kerabmei. So Taisvus says, Hoche Lav Miknas Mamayitlu. He were not speaking about Knas. This Baraisa that says, Almona Lekoyin Godu, there's no chiyuv because she's an ainer ruyeloi. We're not speaking about there's no chiyuv knas. Elalinyan shein ruyele kaimo. We're speaking about the mitzvah of loisi elisha. We're speaking about it, but there's two different dinim. There's a din, there's a chiyuv knas, and there's a mitzvah of loisi elisha. And the chiyuv knas, Rameya holds that the chiyuv knas doesn't matter if she's your ruyeloi, if she's not ruyeloi. There's a chiyuv knas. That's the Mishnah Neilunaris. This Bereis is speaking about, but what about the mitzvah of Loisi Elisha? So the Bereis says the mitzvah of Loisi Elisha only applies Benisha Ruyaloi. Elinyin Shein Ruyaloi Kaimak, so Tony Nami Seifa Beilunaris. The Mishnah says Neilunaris Gufa, the Ischayiv Knas, Im Loisi Ruyaloi Be Yisrael, Eini Rishoi Lekaimak, but, if there's an Issa to marry her, so ain't a Rishoy Lekaima, Shanem of Loisi Elisha, be Isha Ruyaloi. Period. Taim. Now Taisi asks a new kash. The Hosem Porech Halo, the Gemara asks in Mesechtes Ksubis, the Loisi Asai Velitri Loisasa. The Gemara is a kash, he says, by Chai Vilavin, Adusha Lekoyin Hedyet. Bechai Vilavin. There's also a din of Loisi Elisha. Bechai Vamazaris Yisrael. There's no din of Loisi Elisha because she's a Isha Shein Eruyaloi. So the Gemara asks, why is Ein Eruyaloi? The Loisi Asay Velitchi Loisasa. But the essay of Loisi Elisha be matre the loisase of mamzala yovei umay porich. So the Taisvus asks, what's the kashe? Shani hoche the golikro. The posik says v'loi siya leisha. The Gemara darshens isha haruyelo. You have to know how the Gemara darshens, but that's a kaponim paitshim posik. So the mitzvah is be'isha ha'ru'yeloi. Be'isha she'ne'ru'yeloi, there's no mitzvah, so finished. So what you say, esa doichaloi sasa, there's no mitzvah. V'yeshloim ed'pori chochib, shat v'gmos kash is as follows. V'naisi asay, let the esa be doichaloi sasa. V'chitei mishani hochi de'golikro. The Pasuk said that there's no mitzvah by Isha Shenaruyula in Kendigma Mahocha Bachalmokim Loy the Loy Dochi. That means what Shachani Hocha the Golikro? This Lachair is an Isha Haruyaloi. If there is such a cloud that Esa Doicha Loy Sase, so what if Shat the Pasuk says there's no mitzvah? She's Ruyaloi. So if the Pasuk says the Isha Shaina Ruyaloi, there's no mitzvah, so the Pasuk is telling us there's no din of Esa Doicha Loy Sase. So let's learn out from here that there's no din of Esa Doicha Loy Sase. Inami. Now Taisin says the second shot in the Gemara. Inami Porech, Lehavale Lo'uk Mikro B'chai V'Lavin. Why should you say the Pasuk is speaking about Chai V'Lavin? B'chai v'lav, you say, yes, adoich aloi sasa. Ela, b'chai v'krisis davke. Say the posik is speaking about chai v'krisis. Why do you need a posik by chai v'krisis to tell me there's no mitzvah? By chai v'krisis, I can figure out myself there's no mitzvah because, say, yes, adoich aloi sasa, sheesh b'koros. Dahav amina, I would think, shemuta l'kaima, I would think that by chai v'krisis is muta l'kaima. Why? Hoyul v'israbu liknas me'apsulois u'minares bereish elunares. That means, Rameya brought a drosha that even though she's not royuloi, there's a chi of knas. We learn that psulois or nares. These are droshas. So I have a posik that chai v'krisis there's a chi of knas. That I have a posik. In the kroi mishtame, and if the rehitas apsukim would seem to be telling us, the heiche de ike knas, ike nisuin. It would seem that it's a set. That whenever you pay knas, there's a mitzvah to marry her. And I know by chai v'krisus, there's a mitzvah, there's a chi of knas. So therefore, I would think there's a mitzvah to marry her. So therefore, it says, v'loisi elisha, to tell me by chai v'krisus, there's no mitzvah to marry her. That's not the Gemara's kasha. Aber bei Chai Ve'Lavin, but by Chai Ve'Lavin, name it does he say, but doch he lois has. So Taisvis asks that's Pshat the Gemara's Kash. Mim Pshat the Gemara's Kash is that you need a Gili Yakro to tell me that a fellow by Chai Ve'Krisis there's no mitzvah, because I would think that the mitzvah is totally in the Chi of Knas, and since there's a Chi of Knas by Chai V'Krisis, I would think there's a mitzvah. So the Pasuk is telling me by Chai V'Krisis, there's no mitzvah to marry her. But Al Koponim, how do you know to say that there's no mitzvah by Chai V'Lavin? By Chai V'Lavin, there should be a mitzvah. Let's say, yes, Adoich Aloysas. Avul Koshe, so Taisus asks Akash, the Mishani, what does the Gemara answer over there? Hey, chamrin in the dochi, when do you say yes, a doiche loisase, ki goin mila b'tzaras? Now let's say there was a tzaras on the ole, and there's an iser of ktsitsas ha-tzaras, ktsitsas ha-nega. So we learn that from a posik that the mitzvah of mila is doiche ktsitsas ha-nega. So there, you can't avoid the kiyum ha-mitzvah. That means there's a mitzvah of mila. There's no way to avoid the mitzvah. So then we say, so the essa is doicha loisas. Avol hocha i'amro loy be'inam. But what will be over here if a person is ma'anis ha'isha and she says, I don't want to marry him. Loy be'inam loy, mi'isa la'essa klal. Then there's no essa in gans. That's what the Gemara says. That's why there's no din esed doicheloisas. Imkain loma likra lemuti shelo yisaena. So Taisvis asks such a kasha. Taisvis asks that lemaise the Gemara explains us in the Teretz that the esa of loisia be'isha is not Bekoyach litreis. It's not b'koyach litchoyz. So Tosfos asks, so b'zoyz, if it's not b'koyach litchoyz, so then the sarik shver, so why do you need a posik to tell me that you need a isha horuyeloi, need a posik to tell me that she has to be royeloi? I'll know myself that you need a isha horuyeloi, because we can't say eser doichalaisas over here, because it's not daimer to mila b'tzaras. Now this Tosfos is shver, this Tosfos is very shver. Tosfos just said a minute ago, Tosfos said that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that by Chayve Krisus there's no mitzvah. So Tosfos asked, why need a Pasuk by Chayve Krisus to tell us that there's no mitzvah? Versteht sich, there's no mitzvah. Nesa doicha leisasa shiesh bekoris. So Tosfos says, but I would think the Rehitis Loshana Parsha seems to say whenever there's knas, there's a chiyuv. And since there's a knas by Chayve Krisus, I would think there's a chiyuv also. By Chayve Krisus. That's why you need the Pusik. So Mamela, what's Tosfos Kash over here? Tosfos asks that why, since there's no Din Triya by Chayve Lav, why do you need a Pusik? The same Cheshman Tosfos said by Chayve Krisus is by Chayve Lav. And this Kash, Rabbi Kiveger asks, and it blives by Tzorchim. The Rishash wants to say that this Kash is going according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, not according to the second Teretz. Tosfos said that the first thought of Tosfos was, why do you need a posik? Tosfos had said that the Gemara's kasha was, learn out from over here that ein eser d'chaloisas. That was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Learn out from over here. So Tosfos says, you can't learn out from over here, lefia emes. Because he don't say yeser doicha lo isase, because it's not dumye de mila b'tzaras. So mamela, so you don't need a pusik to tell us that the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha v'neisi eser. Let's say yeser doicha lo isase. So Tosfos says, I hear it is a pusik. The pusik tells us it's not doicha sevakelta. Tosfos says the pusik is telling me. The pasuk is—I would say—the pasuk is telling me that all over that ein eser doicha leisasa, but lefi emes that you say ein eser doicha leisasa mi mamre loy beino. So now lefi emes, you don't need a pasuk. So why do you not need the pasuk of leisilisha al pi cheshbin? It's pashut. There's no mitzvah because yomre loy beino mi iselasa klal. So why do you need this special pasuk of Vloisi Elisha? V'nira l'ri d'hoch elav mi yiture kadorish. We don't ask this from the yitur akod, not as a special posik telling me that you need isha ruyeloi. Elohi perusha v'loisi elisha be'isha ruyeloi prat l'amone mishum d'darshine be'ilonaris tiya mi daito. We memayit almone because we darshin tiya means mi daito, that she has to want. V'kivin de be'ino mi daito, m'kein be'ino n'isha ruyeloi, le'choshiv esa, de yomre le be'ino le mi'isa le'esa klal. So that is pshat. Not that there's a special posik that tells us that there's no mitzvah by isha shein de ruyeloi. No, the posik is telling us that you need her das. That's what I see Elisha. And if you need her das, automatically I'll know that whenever there's an isa, there's no mitzvah, because the pasuk tesa doicha lo isase kiven dim omra beina loy beina mi isale se klal omikore de porich v'neisi esei v'nitri lo isase salke daitach tchi omra mi beina le yitche eses lo isase. The Gemara held fine when she said loy beina, so that's versteht sich, you can't say eser doicha lo isase. The Gemara held, but if she said bini, you should say eser doicha lo isase. Tlei masik adaitl yosi eser bidochi lo isase, eleke goy mila b'tzaras. And the Gemara answers, no, since you could be mafkiya this eser, so it doesn't have a koyach atchiya. Nami mikol salka daitach, kide pirashti demi yituri kadorish. The Gemara says, no, he darshens not as the yitur, no, he darshens as pashtei the kro, that you need her das, and since you need her das, automatically there's no din tri. Let us learn the Gemara further. Tanya Omar Rav Shimi Bar Chiya. This is the middle of the Omad. Nivala lebehema ksheira lekohunim. So what is Rav Shimi Bar Chiya telling us? That if a isha was nival, we'll see shaloi kedarka by a behema, is ksheira lekohune. Why is she ksheira lekohune? Because ain't znus lebehema. So memela, so it's not called she was a nivelas. So she's not called a beula. Tanya nami hochi, we learned abaraisa like Rav Shimi Bar Chiya. Nivalo lemi she'eina ish, which means a behime. Afal pi shebeskile, that means even though if they were masre, both of them, they'll kill both of them, because there's a chi of skile. But if they weren't masre, she'ere le kuhune, she's not a bula. Lemaise, because ain't znus le behime, so doesn't have a shem bia. So memele, so she's kosher lekun. Ki also Rav Dimi Omar Maise Beriva Achas Behisloi. There was a Maise with a girl Behisloi at a Moke. Shoisa Mechabedes as Habai. She was sweeping out the house. The Rova Kelev Kufri Meachereho. And a Kelev, a large Kelev, was Reveyah. So she became a Bu'ula Shaloi Kedalko. Vehirshira Rebbe Lekuhune, and Rebbe was Mata Lekuhune, and Omar Shmu Ulekoyen Godel. He was Mata Lekoyen Godel. So you see, Klo, that a Bias Behema does not make her a Be'ula Shaloi Kedarko. It means we'll see if it would have been Kedarko, so then it's not worse than a Mukas Eitz. Then you don't need a Bia to make her Ois Pesula. A Mukis Eitz is also not a psula, and she's also Likoyen Godel. But here we're speaking about Abba Shaloi Kedarka, and we learned yesterday that Shaloi Kedarka, there's no psula of Mukis Eitz. So Memela, so that's why we have to say it, so the whole psula would be Alts Beula Shaloi Kedarka, and Rabbi was Mata, because she doesn't have a shame Bula, because Ain's Nusla Baimim. Omalei rove miparzakye leravashi. Meno hamilse da oma rabbonon ain't znus lebehem. How do we know this thing? That it doesn't have a teures nus, it doesn't have a teures bie. Where do we know this? So he says, dechsiv, the pasuk says, loisovi esnan zoino umechir kelev. Husnan, we learned, esnan kelev. But if a person, what's the taich esnan zayne? Esnan zayne means a person wants to pay money, wants to pay with a chayfet to a zayne, wants to give her a tle. He wants to give her a tle to the zayne, that this should be a payment for permitting him to be mizana with her. The Torah said a payment for znus is posel lekol. Loisovi esnan zayne should not bring a payment for znus for a kol. So the Mishnah says, what's the din esnan kelev? What does esnan kelev mean? That a person will come over to the same zayne and he'll say, I want you to be mizana with my kelev. And here's the payment. He's giving her the same tle. It's an esnan not to be mizana with him, to be mizana with his kelev. So it says in the Mishnah, esnan kelev, umechir zayna mutorim. These are mutter. Shenema gam shneyem, shnayim veloy arbo. That afke esnan zayna umechir kelev is also, but esnan kelev umechir zayna is mutter. So we see from this that ain't znus lebehime, because if there would be znus, so this is called esnan zayna. This is also esnan zayna. It's no difference if it's a kelev or not a kelev. But so you see from this, no, it's not called esnan zayna, because ain't znus lebehime. It's a be'ile from a kelev is called something else. So let there be a psul on esnan kelev. So the pasuk says no. Esnan kelev, there's no psul, only esnan zayna, not esnan kelev. Let us see Rashi. Lemi she'ena ish behemah shebeskila im yesh eidem basro, then you kill both of them. Heichad lak eidem basro k'sheira lekun. Behisloi Sheimokin. Kufri klovim gdoilim shatzodim behem chayis. Meachireo shaloi kedarko. Dei kedarko loi gorem imukeseit. So then she would zichbi posel the kohunim. Lekuna gdoil. Rebbe laacher chuben abayis hoya kama doiris. Shehu soif hatanoim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Chorav Abayis, this name is Shechorav Beis Hamikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Esnan Kele, Shim Oma Odom Lezoyne, Heilech Tloze, Vihiboli Lekalbi, Mechir Zoyne, Shehechlev Zoyne Betla, Mutorim Lemizbech. But the Shari Esnan Kele, Alma loves Nusu, because if it would be Znusu, that's called an Esnan Zoyne. Let us see the bottom Toisviz. The previous Tosfos, we should better learn the Gemara further, we'll understand it better. Shnayim v'loy arbo. So, the Gemara brings adroshe. It says adroshe gam shneihem. These two are rasa. So we learn amiyot. Two and not four. Vim, so memele, so that's memayit, esnan kelev, mechil zayne. Vim taima. So Tosfos asks Amir de Kekash, Mehechi Tesik Adaite Lemesa, the Itzterikro Lemute. That means the Pasuk says Esnan Zoyne. It says Esnan Zoyne. So if it says Esnan Zoyne, so I wouldn't think Esnan Kelev. Why do you need a Miut Shneim Veloya? Esnan Zoyne, not Esnan Kelev. It says Esnan Zoyne. So from this alone we see not Esnan Kelev. It seems that without the miyut, I'd be malve esnan kelev also. Bishloime de salke daitach leser mishum de iskish. So Taisu says, I would think it's also, esnan kelev is also, because it's a hekish. There's a hekish, the esnan zoyne to mechir kelev. So I say, just like mechir is also be kelev, is esnan would also be also be kelev. Vechitayme mise dahani nami also, and that's when you meet. So Taisa says, if it is that way, that an Esnan Kelev is also also, Lichtev Rachmona Esnan Umechir Kelev is Oine. So why did the Torah separate it? That goofy that the Torah separated it and said Esnan Zoyne Mechir Kelev. So you see, Klov from the Torah, Davke Esnan. You see, Davke Esnan Zoyne and Davke Mechir Kelev. Or else the Torah should have written Esnan Umechir Kelev is Oine. So Taisvah says, V'chitei memisa dahani nami osa, lichta b'chmon esnan mechir kelev zayne, imkein avamina d'chol chad l'chut shori. So Taisvah says, the Torah couldn't write that, because I would think you have to do all of it. An esnan and a mechir kelev zayne, an esnan kelev zayne, and a mechir kelev zayne. So one isn't mechayiv. So that's why the Torah write each one separately. Umiyu leman da omar mashme shneim keechod o mashme echad bifnei atzmoi at sheyifrit lo chakosov yachtov. That means as follows, there's a gemore in Bob Metzia. The gemore says in Bob Metzia on the posuk isha sheyekalol es oviv ve es imoi. So Rabbi Ashiyah says, from this posuk it seems he's only chayiv if he was mekalol both of them. That's why it is, says in Pasuk, Oviv Kile, Ime Kilo, to tell us the Mechayev on each one. And Rabbi Yonason says, Eishi Shikalos Oviv Es Ime, and I know both, and I know one. Doesn't mean Davke both, unless it says Yachto. So Taisvis asks, according to that Mandiyoma, so it's Vaitishvah, why do you need a miut of Shneim? L'chayra, I could prove that there's no Iser on Esnan Kelev, because the Torah should have written Esnan Zayne V'Kelev. Avlemich Tavochi. That's Isis Kashi. So it should have said Esnan Zayne V'Kelev. Pekal Asuri Ma'i Drosh L'Shneim V'Lei Balad Nafkalon Dein Znus L'Behime. Taisis is very unclear. The Marshov says Pshat and Taisvis that the Gemara Temura Taki said this. According to one man, the Yom, I can figure it out since the Torah didn't say Esnan Zayne Vekele. That's according to Rabbi Yonason. And according to Rabbi Yashia, the Gemara brings this meat. Let us continue. A newer sugya. Tona Rabbonim. Anusas Atzmoi Umefutas Atzmoi Lo Yiso. Abaraisa. if a person was ma'anis an isha, kohen gadol was ma'anis an isha, was mafata, lo yisa, he's not permitted to marry her. Ve'im nosa, nosui. But if he married her, she's married. That means it would seem pshat in the ba'aise, there's an isa kiche. Fine. You shouldn't have married her. You shouldn't make nisuin in her. But if he married her already, now the shalos is she permitted to remain his wife? She's permitted to remain his wife. A very interesting halach. Anusas chaveiroi umafutas chaveiroi lo yiso. You also shouldn't marry. But all these cases, they're ba'ulois. Ve'im noso, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov oimer havlat cholo. So the child is a cholo. The Chachamim Oimrim Avlat Kosher. The Chachamim say the blood is a kosher. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the shail is. Lo Yisa Rashi says Kohen Gadol. They'll see Psula Yikach B'Shas Lekuchen Tiye B'Psula. B'Shas Lekuchen she has to be a Psula. She's not allowed to marry Anusas Atzme, Anusas Chavere. She's not a Psula. Im Nosa Nosui. But if he married her, she's married. Omarav huna omarav umoitzi beget. He has to give her a get. So the Gemara asks, he has to give her a get? Belahodiktoni im nosa nosa. What does that mean? It says you're not allowed to marry, but if he's married, she's married. So what does that mean? He has to go and give her a get? What do you do im nosa nosa? Omarav acheba yakev loima. She'ein mishalem knas b'mefute. Let us see Rashi. She'ein mishalem knas b'mefute. She'im mefute he, if she was a mefute, ahani le nisuin lemiftere miknoso. The nisuin will help him, but he doesn't have to pay a knas. Sham mefate ein mishalem knas, elok she'ein koinso. The knas by a mefute is only if he didn't marry her. The chsiv imoyin yemoyin. So then he has to pay knas. Avol imoyin merenu loy leisha leyiten klum. Avol oynes neisim miyad. Afilu koinza the chsiv menos anisha sheikh avima veloy si elisha. So it's a very interesting gemara. It says, Ravuna Marav said as follows. That means the din is, a person was mefate Isha. A Kohen Gadol was Mefata Nisha. Now, he comes and asks Sarov, I'm allowed to marry her. Chas v'shal, I'm allowed to marry her. She's a Ba'ula, I'm allowed to marry her. But that's one thing the Rav tells him. Then the Rav tells him, you owe her money. Knas, you have to pay. So he thinks, money is main, what does one do to save money? So he goes and marries her. So after he married her, a shrek. Oh, he did an aveira, he was over an anessa, he married a baula. But the money? Even though it was a chasne be'issa, he shouldn't have done it, he wasn't allowed to. But lemaise, he married her. Now he comes to Bezal. I married her, there's no chiyuv knas. What do you want for my life? I did an aveira. No. Not only aveira I did in my life. Al kaponim, but it's a adnosin nosi, that means even though it was a nisuin be'issa, but it works. It helps. That he's part of Knas. But he's not allowed to remain married to her. That's what the Ravuna Marav said. I mean, what kind of head? If she's a Ba'ula, just like not allowed to marry a Ba'ula, you're not allowed to remain married to a Ba'ula. It's not only the Maisei Kicha that it's also. The whole Amshach of Ishus is also with a Ba'ula. So you have to give her a gift. But Al Kaponim, you accomplish something. You saved yourself some money. Ozo Rab Gebiyah mi Beikosel. Now, Rabbi Gebiya heard this shtick teure from Avuna Marav. Omro lishmaite kami de Rabashi. He told over to Rabashi, this is a shtick teure. That's a very interesting explanation. Im nosi nosi, legabi knas. Omalei, so he told him, why do you have to say psazolche pshatlech? Voram, varab yoichenen de omri tavayu. Boigres amukas eitz la yiso. The halacha is a kohen gadol is not permitted to marry a boigres. He's not permitted to marry a mukas eitz. V'im nosa nosi. But if he married her, he doesn't have to go and give her a get. She's married. What's pshat? Alma soifa liyois boigres tachto. Seifer Lies Mukis Eitz Tachtov. So Amoridik Alamdus over here. That means that Rav Rabbi Yochanan said as follows. That Rav Rabbi Yochanan said that one can never say that there's an issur to have issues in a boigris. Every kohen gadol has issues in a boigris. The issur is besulam amav yikach. You can't make a kiche in a boigris. That's also. You have to make a kiche in a besulam, but they have issues in a boigris. Every kohen gadol has issues in a boigris. Amukis eight. Not allowed to make a kich in Amukis Eitz. But to have issues in Amukis Eitz, you're allowed to have issues in Amukis Eitz, because every kind of God was issues in Amukis Eitz. So, Memele, so if a person went and made Nisuin in Aboigris, so he was over an Isser, 100%, Sulamami Vikach, Voloi Boigris, 100%, he was over an Isser, a kich in Aboigris is also, like a kich in Amukis. But afterwards, there's no issur to have issues with a boigris, because every kind of God was issues in a boigris. So, memele, alma seifeli is boigris tachtov, seifeli is mukis eitz tachtov, ochinami seifeli is bula tachtov. So, how could you say he was ma'anisar? He was ma'anisar. Fine. So she's a bula. So you're not allowed to marry a bula. Fine. He did something wrong. Lo yisa. But ve'im nosui, but if he married her already, so how could you say he's mechuyev to give her a get? How could you say there's an iser issues and beulas atzmoi soifeli is beulas atzmoi? Every kohen gadol has issues with a beulas atzmoi. So al kochach it's only an iser kiche and not an iser issues. So that's what you should say pshat in the beraisa. Let us see Rashi. Rasi says, Omra l'shmaita l'hodarafun, d'homo metziya beget. Soifali is mukis eitz tachtov, kloima. Soifali boi loi v'leyovit besulev. Then there'll be, he'll have issues in a woman that's not a besulev. So the same thing, soifali is bula tachtov. Vim nosa nosi diktoni legamri koma. Tlegamri koma. Demuta lekaimo. Hoyel ula atzmoi nivalo, since this is bu'ulas atzmoi, the soifoli is bu'ulaloi. That means every isha that marries a kohen gadol. So the kohen gadol has issues be bu'ulas atzmoi. So memele, so this is also bu'ulas atzmoi. So memele, so it's only an isha kiche and not an isha ishus. That's what Rav Ashi Tosavadis Rav Hunev to say b'shem Rav b'sadifim shat. Let us see Taisus. She'enoi mishalim knas b'mefut b'im taima. So Taisus asks, how did Rav Hunev Rav say b'shat? It says he lost and lost. No, he shouldn't have married her. But if he married her, he accomplished something. What did he accomplish? That he's potter from knas. So Taisus says it's ridiculous. But he says he has to go and give her a get. So he goes and gives her a get, so he has to give her a ksube. So what did he accomplish? He's giving her the same money. What did he accomplish? Nosa, nosa, he's potter from knat. Vim taima v'kivin the boy get, v'islo a ksube. She has a ksube. Aye, how does she have a ksube? It's l'chayre, it's a nesuin be'isa. It's an isa to marry an amana l'kayin godu. Islo a ksube, come on, come on. It's isa to marry a ba'ula. L'kayin gadol. So Taisa says the islok sube k'may amanu l'kayin gadol the islok sube k'demrine b'yesh metoris. That means achasne b'isos mechayvak sube. Avogav da sura min atayre. V'imkein my nafke mino da'ein mishalem knas. So what's the nafke mino da'ein mishalem knas? L'chayre, he didn't gain anything. He's going to give. He marries and he has to pay a sube, which is the same amount of money. So no. Nosa, nosa, he accomplished something with the nesuin. He made a nesuin, he's mechuyev to give a get, and he has to give the same amount of money. What did he accomplish? V'oy meri, malik nas, malik suba. V'oy meri, the nafke mino, imoch lo le ksube. She was moichel the chiv ksube. That means the chiv ksube is a psa chiv ta, if she was moichel the ksube, so a kaponim he gained that he doesn't have to pay the knas. Boy nafkamina. This is a very geshmaka teretz, a second teretz of Taisvis. No, there's a nafkamina pake, not a kimtis. La loche. Tloy mishalim min ha'idiyis kidin knas, ala min hazi boiris kidin subesisha. That means the Gemara says in Mesechtas Bobe Kama, when one pays, one owes money, what quality karka does one have to pay with? Is by nezikin, you pay me the idiots. Ksubesisha pays me as a bayris, by an inferior quality. So there's a meile kanafka mina. Knas is from the chov daladovas nezikin. So a meile, when you pay knas, you have to pay from the idiots shebekar koisav. You have to pay from your best car, from the best quality karka that you possess. If you're paying a ksubesisha, you can pay with an inferior karka. You have a karka in Alaska that it's ain't like koivtsim. Let pay her with that karka. She has 10 acres in Alaska. That'll pay her for ksuba. But she has from that. That's her pasha. But you can pay ksuba. You can pay with ziburis. So memelus. That's a meal. The kenavkamin im nasa nasi. His idius. He saved. He'll keep it for himself. He has to pay. I'll pay his ziburis. This is a beautiful teretz. Kiding subasisha. Va'oi de ksubas bu'ule de rabono. Taisus says, the ksubas bu'ules de rabonon. So the Taisus Arosh explains, so it's only a money. It's only a money. And so the mele, so it's not the same amount as the knas. If it would be mosayim, Taisus in the kasha had held that bu'ules atzmoi is mosayim. So if bulas atzma is mosayim, so it's the same amount as the knat. So Taisus says, what did he gain? So Taisus says, he sure did gain. The ksube of bulas atzmoi is at the rabbonon, and it's only a money, so he's gaining a money. Period. V'oy nire. And now Taisus wants to say a new teretz. Da ha da omar rav moitzi beget. The whole Rav that said, Maitzi beget, Haino mi da Rabbono. Period. Now let's first understand what Taisus is saying, then we'll go a little further. Taisus is saying that Be'emesin, this Svore, that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan had said, that Hoyel is Seifeli is Beigris Tachtov, Seifeli is Mukaseitz Tachtov, and the Gemara Seifeli is Bula Tachtov. Ravuna also knew this word. He was a Lamdan also, Ravuna, he also knew this. And he understood Min HaTeire Yizicha Latevishis with her. He understood that. But he held, but Mida Rabbonan, that's good, Min HaTeire, you can be a novel Bishus HaTeire, Fakerte, he's allowed to have issues with Bula Satsma. You're right. Seifeli is Bula Tachtab. It's Mutta Minatayah. Minatayah, the issues is Mutta. Abba, he held, but the Rabbana wouldn't permit this issues. Mamishab, Sazay, Nimtsa, Chayte, Niske, married her, and ha, finished. Now I'm married, do something to me. Afketon. So he held that the Rabbana said he has to give her a get. Period. Now, what's not this going to be a raya to this? You said, but what did Taisus answer? So the Mishnah Melech says as follows: the Mishnah Melech says Taisus said a meyudik teretz right over here. Taisus said a teretz as follows: Taisus asked the kasha, what did he gain? What did he gain by not having to pay the knas? He'll have to pay the ksube. So Taisus right away asked the kasha. It's a chiv to pay a ksube. It's a chasna beisser. I mean, he's marrying this or the right. It's a chiv to pay a ksube on such issues. So Taisus says yes. A gemara noisin alanus. A yes metoris. The gemara says that now mona lekain gobel. You give a ksube. Fine. So you give it some amel. So Taisus had a kash. The gemara says in yes metoris, if you marry a shniya de rabbonon, you don't give a ksube. You don't give a ksube. Why not? So the Gemara says, Divrei Teire loy tzriche chizik. The Rabbonon tzriche chizik. That means, Divrei Teire, don't have to be afraid that people will be over, they'll get married, because there won't be a ksuba. Ksuba is an incentive to get married for the Isha. So Divrei Teire loy tzriche chizik, don't worry about it. So for Kelt, they got married, there's a chiyuv ksuba, they didn't want to make a mapecha. By a Rabbonon, it's tzriche chizik. So for Kelso, Chazal did everything possible to stern the Shidduch. So a woman that's also midrabbonon, they didn't want it. She wanted, that she shouldn't want to get married. So they told her, you know, if you're going to get married, no ksubeh. So think twice before you get married. So that the Mishnah Malach, that's pshat and Tosfos tells. So Tosfos says, you know, Rav Huna also holds that Minat Torah can remain married. He also holds the svara seifeli is bula tachto. That what you have to give a get is only midarabonon you have to give a get. So she's only also midarabonon. If she's also midarabonon to remain married, then she doesn't get a ksubeh. Because the rabbonon tzrich a chizik. So memeila tashenemel of keton. Taisus asked the kasha, what did he accomplish by marrying her? He'll have to give a ksubeh. So Taisus, no, he won't have to give a ksubeh. Since she's only also to remain his wife midarabonon, so lemaisim, but the rabbonon said she shouldn't remain to be his wife. So memeila, they were mafkir the chiyib ksubeh. So the mafkir the kriyev ksubis. So now there's a teretz on the kasha. Well, he gained, because the ksubi wouldn't have to give side by side. But now he gained, he doesn't have to give the knas. And Tosfos says, and now, since it's only a darabonon, but minatayre she's mutter, I feel according to Avuna Merav, Wallahi noket plukte darabalaze ben yaki banusas chaveiroi. So they said there's a meridike diik over here. The Baraisa says two cases. Anusas atma futas atma ilo yisa. Pim nosi nosi. And on this case, Rav Huna says you have to give a get. It's not permitted to be married. Nosi nosi means lagabi knas. But you have to give a get. Anusas chaveiroi, rabalaze ben yaki ve maavlat cholo. So why did rabalaze ben yaki speak about anusas chaveiroi? If the Allah is minatoire, Anusas Atzma Yosef to give a get, so speak about everything. So Lechair, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, by Anusas Atzma, it's also the blood as a whole. So why is he only talking about Anusas Chavere? But Taisa says, the way I'm saying now is beautiful, because the get is only Midarabondon. Minatayr is allowed to be with her after he married her. So if Minatayr is allowed to be with her, so the blood is not a whole. Anusas Chavere, they're passed into Svara, Seifeli is Bula Tachno. It's a Bula from someone else. So Mamela there she's Taka also to remain his wife Minat Torah. So there, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, Havlad Cholom. Umiyu Matzino LeMeimah DeNoket Anusus Chaveil Yachad Koichi DeRabon and DeMarsh. It could be it's not a Rai Gmure. Could be that Lemaise Anusas Atma is also, he has to give a get Minat Torah. And the Gemara said the Machloikis by Anusas Chaveire, L'Rabusa D'Rabona. For Anusas Chaveire, that there's no Svar of Seifel, he is Bula Tachtam, Afal Pikein, the blood is not a Cholol.